Is my assistant ready?
I'm ready on my feet already. Right.
And have you got your pens ready?
I've got my pens ready.
Right. We have just the Isaiah reading. Most of the time when we hear it, it's around the Christmas period. And it's just a whole wonderful list of names given to God, given to Jesus. And Isaiah actually is a mixture of judgment, book is judgment, and actually trying to reassure his people that if they turn to him, they'll be forgiven. And it's also that promise which is right through the Old Testament, into the beginning of the New, that they're looking forward to a coming Messiah, a coming King, who will redeem them and save them. So, right, that's the nice, easy bit. You can listen to that. Right, what names were given for Jesus?
Prince of Peace. Very good.
Can you spell that?
Now, without wishing to be controversial, I know Messiah is one of the greatest pieces of music ever written, but he got this bit wrong.
Have you nipped to tell him, Handel?
I shall tell him when I see him, because the Messiah goes, wonderful counsellor, was actually wonderful counsellor. But it's a little awkward in mind. I always sort of do it in my head.
Do you know what? I suddenly was reading it last night and I said, oh yes, that's where the cover is.
Anyway.
Any others? Let's see if there's anybody over here.
Calm down.
You're too thin and eager about that. Any other names?
Any other names?
Prince of Peace.
Yes. Prince of Peace. Who said Prince of Peace? Marvellous. Lovely.
Any more?
Emmanuel?
Yeah? No.
No, not that one. But we'll put it that one.
Right, sorry.
If we write it at the bottom.
I can write it at the bottom.
Yeah.
What is that? I can spare it.
Right, and it was
Teacher?
It's not actually in there, but
it's a good one.
Yeah. Anyone? There's two more that were in the reading.
Mighty God.
Yeah.
I'm reading Jude Shaw.
And which was the last one, Mark? Everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father. Now, to be controversial, again, and it's not really a name for Jesus, but start that little section starts off, for to us a child is born,
a son is given,
a son is given. So could we use those words as well?
I don't think those people can write.
Well, I can spell child and son, so. Son. Yeah. We're on Wikipedia.
And I did wonder about the one where it says, "Government will be on his shoulders."
Yeah.
Is he the ruler?
Yeah. Governor.
Yes, Governor. So there's all sorts of names we discover in the Bible for Jesus. And when we get to the New Testament, he's described often in specific ways. And so what we're going to do on most of the first 7 months is explore some of the names for Jesus. But apart from those sort of there, are there any others that you can think of?
Savior. Should do this in a different colour. Right, Savior. What else have we got? Thanks, Jesus.
Lord.
Yeah.
Healer.
Sorry?
Healer.
That's nice.
One more.
Word of God meant something was going to happen. It's a bit like, say, John said. And I mean, but you know what I mean? And actually, how you say it has different meanings, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I can say it when I say sit, John. Or I can say sit, John!
I love Dexter.
But it's fascinating, isn't it? And the other really interesting thing is that over time, the people of Israel, the Jewish people, forgot, apart from the scholars, how to speak and how to write Hebrew. Because they were picking up and mixing and matching the languages around them, and that's how Aramaic came up, which they did speak. And actually, if you sort of think about it, it's a bit like us, I mean, if you were given, what can I remember at school? Oh yeah, the Canterbury Tales in Oldie English, Anglo-Saxon English. You struggle with some of the words. But modern translation is great. And I guess today, for me, it's a bit like reading words on a piece of paper like this and trying to have to use the language that people now use on text messages. I find that really difficult. But that's how language progresses. So really it was only scholars, that Hebrew scholars, that knew, could say it, read and write in Hebrew. So we have that word from the Jewish background that says God is the Word. The Word of God is God in action. And then we go back to the Greeks, and one of the philosophers in, I think it was about the 4th century BC, started playing around with the idea of the word. And he actually explored and sort of tried to work out, well, the world is, it was actually saying everything goes on in the world, it's actually chaos. But somehow it's organized chaos. And he came to the conclusion that there's something controlling and keeping it in place. And, you know, even today the world is changing. And this guy had that lovely saying, which I've used quite often in various places, you can never step in the same river twice. And if you think about it, the water's moved on, and it'll shift its sort of the stones, things will come up against the land. And so it's this order, change and chaos. And he described it as what was holding all together in the universe was the word, the Logos. It's amazing, isn't it? And so John was able to bring those two thoughts together and actually have something that both those from a Jewish background and those from a Jewish Greek background could actually understand. But do explore it further at home. I really got hooked on it. I'm not worried about anybody else. But, you know, it's fascinating when you look and explore the names. So Jesus is the Word. He was there at the beginning. He created the world. He is the Word. Completely in the image of God the Father. And the only way that we can know God as Father is through Jesus. That's why he came as Messiah, came as Saviour on earth, was that we could actually see and understand more about how, of who God is and what he is. His love, his powerfulness, his transcendence, his amazing love. It blows my mind at times. So do keep pondering on that. I think if you want part two of talking about the word, let me know afterwards. Otherwise, I'm reading, aren't I?
You're reading, yeah. Next part of the gospel, please.
God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human.